Welcome back to another podcast. A key addition to the staff this year is the executive chef. He's going to be in charge of all the food service here. And his name is Jeff Jacobson, and he is my guest today. Jeff, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So we'd like to learn about you. Where did you grow up, and how did you get interested in cooking?
I started cooking when I was 14 years old, originally from Detroit, Michigan. I did an apprenticeship under a French chef for 9 years. I was in Florida and Georgia for 23 years, and a couple of years ago I came out here to the desert, and I opened up the Rue Wine Bar in La Quinta.
Yeah.
And then I was asked to come over to here.
I see. So have you worked in a country club environment before, or was it mostly restaurants?
Actually, a good majority of country clubs.
Oh.
I was once the executive chef of the Augusta Country Club in Georgia, and then a couple other different country clubs out there, and the Rainbow Springs Country Club in Florida. So, I mean, I've got 10, 15 years in the country club.
You've been around the block with clubs. And so you are an employee of Troon.
Yes.
And did you work for any of their other properties before coming here?
No, I did not.
Okay, so this is your first venture with it. Well, so we'd like to hear your thoughts about, we have four different dining facilities, right? We've got the Shadows Restaurant, the grill over at Santa Rosa, the little grill at the golf shop, mm-hmm. and then
Montecito Cafe.
Whatever's going to be developed at the Montecito. Are you involved in all four projects, or are you just
the
doing...
The food on the entire property is all controlled by me.
Perfect. Okay, so would you tell us your plans for each one of those?
Basically, for the smaller outlets like Santa Rosa, we do things like flatbreads and fresh salads. We do smoothies, a lot of quick, convenient items. One of the more upscale items is a shrimp roll, which is basically, I've had people go and make comment thinking that it was a sushi roll, but it's actually more like a lobster roll, but made with shrimp, which is still really good. Basically everything is on the fresh idea.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, being a golf course, you know, we have to specialize in our hot dogs and chili. The snack bar is somewhat the same thing. You know, it's hot dogs, chilies, you know, some quick half sandwiches, some wraps. We're going to be doing a breakfast burrito, you know, things that they can go and grab quick.
Mm-hmm. The Montecito Clubhouse strikes me as a particular challenge.
It is. And the biggest thing that I'm going to be promoting there is, you know, for, you know, the different card players and things like that is, you know, half sandwich and soup and, you know, just small things. You know, I know they like a lot of chicken salad or tuna salad, things like that. So those are going to be the larger keys that I'm working on. And if they come up with the suggestions for me to go and try that they'd like to see, then I'm here to take the suggestions mm-hmm. and see how they work.
So will there be coffee service?
Coffee service, juice, beer, wine. For in the morning, we'll be doing breakfast for bagels and cream cheese,
yeah.
things like that, you know, muffins, danishes,
mm-hmm.
Nothing overly extravagant.
Yeah, but I know that, you know, Starbucks has become the meeting place of choice for people. And so I assume that the Montecito comes the closest to being a Starbucks kind of an environment. So coffees and rolls and stuff like that will be there for people who want to get together in the morning.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay,
and
so...
You know, I've been told that we have our challenges, you know, for the amount of people that come through. You know, hopefully we can go and get a lot of people going and doing these outlets. So even when the off season comes around, when we have plenty of residents in the area, they can still keep it going. So we
yeah.
can actually keep them open during the off season
yeah.
instead of having to close things up.
Okay. So that brings us to the place I'm sure you spend most of your time, and that's the Shadows Restaurant.
Yes.
What is your assessment of when you got here, what you saw, and how do you plan to change things in the future?
What I saw when I got here, I can say over the radio.
It needed a lot of changes.
It needed a major overhaul. So we just started with brand new menus, all fresh, all local seasonal items are coming in. We are now making everything from scratch instead of having a pre-made items inside there. We have a selected lunch menu, a selected dinner menu, which is completely different from what they had before, which was basically the same, you know, lunch and dinner. So at lunchtime, there's a variety of salads, sandwiches, you know, soup for people to choose from. And at nighttime, we'll have some nice dinner buffets, dinner entrees and specials, different seafood steaks.
Yeah. So once the season opens, and you get all your glitches straightened out, will you be open every night?
Yes. We're open lunch and dinner every day from now on out. Saturdays and Sundays, we'll be opening up for breakfast at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And we open up at 10 o'clock, basically Monday through Friday. I will be coming up with a smaller version of like breakfast sandwiches and things like that, that people can actually come in and order at 10 o'clock at the beginning of the week instead of offering an entire breakfast menu.
I see. Okay. And how late will the restaurant be open?
Right now it's 8 o'clock, but okay. As far as I can
that's
say...
That's probably good for enough for the future.
I would say so. If it calls to stay later, then...
Yeah,
I'm not going to refuse anybody. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate your coming and taking the time to
be interviewed.
And for the audience, I'm sure that they will be very happy to hear your ideas. And they'll look forward to meeting. So when you go there, he's usually in the kitchen. But if you have an opportunity, introduce yourself to Jeff. I'm sure he'd like to... meet you and hear your comments.
And I'll be happy to take any kind of feedback. Today you will instantly see a new difference. We have all new china in the place, so we'll be doing fresh plate presentations and that, so bring a new twist.
Okay. So we look forward to seeing you over in the restaurant. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, and so that will wrap up another podcast. Thank you for your attention.